training for the Olympics requires an incredible amount of focus, time, and energy. Training for the Olympics while running a program that helps hundreds of New York City teenagers get into college, well, what can you say? NPR's Sam Yenigan says, wow.
Check out Ali-N Pompei's resume. She really is the woman who does it all.
I was a teacher, a personal trainer, a development associate. I did fundraising, individual coaching. And then there were, you know, a couple months where I thought I was going to be a renowned writer.
And she's an Olympian. Right now, Pompei, who's 34 years old, is getting ready for her fourth trip to the Olympics, where she'll run the 400 meters for Guyana. She trains 6 days a week. Oh, and she's the director of the Armory College Prep Program.
I can tell you a long list of people that think I'm absolutely nuts for doing that.
Yeah, well, they may have a point. The Armory College Prep is a nonprofit that helps high school track and field athletes get into college. They're from about 30 high-need schools close to the Armory Foundation's New Balance Track and Field Center in Manhattan, where the prep program is held. Pompei fundraises, works with teachers, mentors students, and manages a small staff. It's a big job. It could grind down someone who's, say, not training for the Olympics. But Pompei says she likes her double life.
Both of them give me a lot of joy, you know, and on both sides of my life, there's something that makes me happy. There's something to look forward to in both. So it keeps me balanced that way.
In the Manhattan College Gymnasium, Pompei jogs beneath rows of emerald green banners and next to a scrimmage of some foul-mouthed ballplayers. Their scrimmage is getting heated, but she doesn't seem to mind. Listen to how controlled her breathing is.
I've always used the word focus. I think she has a very, very intense focus.
That's Joe Ryan. He's been Pompei's coach since she went to school here in the late 90s. While Pompei stretches her legs, he and I chat about her form and training regimen. He says the thing about the 400 is that it's an endurance sprint, so training is about finding the right balance between speed and strength. But Pompei's getting a little trigger happy right now.
Do me a favor. I would slow it down a little bit, okay? It's pretty early in the morning, okay? Yeah, you're running a little bit too quick.
Ryan says the person who wins the 400 is the person who slows down the least. Back at the Armory a couple days later, Pompei's still running at full steam.
Maybe we'll use the tutor again.
As she walks around her office, she swaps hellos with some of her students, all of whom she knows by name. Some of these kids, like Anthony Bailey, know that she's an Olympic sprinter.
Miss Pompei, she a little track demon on the low, and then when she go on the field, beating everybody that comes her way. I'm like, oh God, I ain't messing up. She's going to run me over like a bulldozer.
But others, like Alexander Candio, aren't so sure.
I honestly don't believe that she can run. I want to see her run. I want her to prove to me that she can run.
Pompei says she doesn't want to make a big deal out of her running, but Alexander Candio's classmates want to prove to him that she is a big deal. So they pull up YouTube.
Really? That's not there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you believe now?
I believe now.
Ali-N Pompei's standing right there, but she's not paying attention to this computer. She's busy helping a student log on to another computer to see his test scores. With so much going on, I asked her if she ever has time to just chill.
I'm scheduled for fun in September of 2012. I'm going to have all the fun in the world, let me tell you.
If Pompei takes her fun as seriously as she takes the rest of her schedule, well, then I'm trying to hang at her party. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.